Locker room chats continue here on KMZA as we talk Nemaha Central basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is John Thomas, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Well, coach, your team gets something that you hadn't seen in a while, and that's a loss. A 10-game winning streak snapped on a Tuesday night on the road. Very good Sabetha team. You had won the first matchup back in early January, but Sabetha gets you this time 54-41, really tightening up the race atop the Big Seven. You know, what were a few key takeaways from that game on Tuesday?
Well, I thought we played a decent first half, both offensively and defensively. Second half, we didn't show up, and they did. I mean, they shot the ball well. We didn't. We had probably the most turnovers we've had in a game all year. Our focus, our mental focus was not there in the second half for whatever reason. Very disappointing effort in the second half on our part.
You obviously want to win every single game, but at this point in the season, considering the winning streak your team was on and you want to be playing your best basketball late February, early March, was a loss maybe not necessarily a good thing, but maybe something to kind of wake the team up and say, hey, we need to, you know, get better, change some things, and get back on the right track? Do you see it as maybe a positive?
Well, on the ride home last night, I was looking at my phone, and I saw a quote that said, you have to lose to know how to win. And I think with each little bit of adversity we go through, I think we have to learn from the mistakes and the adverse situations that we've went through. And I think if we handle this the right way, we can build something off of this and take a lot of positive from it.
And another tough one coming up on Friday night. You're back at home and you get Royal Valley. Royal Valley, number one team in 3A. They just lost their first game of the year Tuesday night against Holton. That was a 52-51 final, so they're going to be eager to get back on track as well. You saw them before the holiday break in mid-December. At Royal Valley, they were able to get that win first time around by 8 points, 61-53. Team's a little bit different this time around, but both off a loss. What are some of the expectations, and what do you want to see from your team in this big seven matchup this week?
Well, I thought prior to going into the game last night, we felt really good about the direction we were headed and how we were playing. And, I think we just have to get back to doing that. Of course, they're going to come in here very hungry, as you said, wanting to get back on the winning streak as well. So, our hands were going to be full anyway, and they're probably just a little bit fuller now.
That is Nemaha Central boys basketball coach John Thomas joining us, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Huge matchup in the Big Seven Friday night as they play host to Royal Valley, and certainly a game that's going to go a long ways in determining a Big Seven league champion this season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on Friday.
All right, thanks a lot.